Well, hello, everyone. My name is Daniel McCarthy, and I'm director of the Robert Novak Journalism Fellowship Program at the Fund for American Studies. I also edit Modern Age, a conservative review by the good graces of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. Well, today's panel is going to be looking at people who are and are not conservatives and why. Now, this year is actually very significant for conservatives because it is the centenary of the birth of Russell Kirk, who, of course, in 1953 published The Conservative Mind, the book that more than any other helped to popularize both the term conservatism within American politics and also the idea of the conservative tradition in Anglo-American thought. As Jonah Goldberg's remarks last night had pointed out, there was this tendency between World War II and the publication of Kirk's book in 1953 for people on the right to think of themselves as individualists or as a variety of other terms other than conservatives, sometimes even as liberals. And when Kirk popularized the idea of conservatism and the conservative mind, this was quite a kind of shot across the bows of some of the libertarians and individualists. And Kirk's book was met with a somewhat critical reception from people like Frank Meyer, for example. Well, in 1957, Kirk was invited to address the Mont Pelerin Society. And he didn't necessarily receive the warmest of welcomes, because one of the talks delivered at that Mont Pelerin Society meeting in 1957 was by Friedrich Hayek. And Hayek entitled his remarks at that meeting, "Why I Am Not a Conservative." And Jonah Goldberg mentioned that Hayek was thinking primarily of the European conservative tradition, but really Hayek was well aware of the fact that Kirk was in the room at that meeting, and he wanted to take this opportunity to kind of delegitimize Kirk's project and the idea of recovering an Anglo-American conservative tradition. Hayek wanted instead to promote an idea of Whiggism and liberalism that was somewhat different from Kirk's emphasis. Well, you know, this was enough of a disruptive moment, this idea of Hayek challenging Kirk, that it had a lasting influence. Hayek's paper became the postscript to his 1960 book, The Constitution of Liberty. But one of the things that it influenced was to make Frank Meyer very sensitive to the need to bring together these elements of the right that had been fractured. And Meyer himself had perhaps played a role in that fracture earlier on by criticizing Kirk. So that's one of the origins of Frank Meyer's idea of fusionism. That's why Meyer, you know, devoted so much attention to trying to bring back together the sort of Hayekian and Kirkian emphases within conservatism. Did Meyer succeed? Is conservatism today a label that all of us here in this room can accept? Might you know, the uncertainties of the Trump era have made the term conservative perhaps more polarizing or more difficult to accept than before? There are certainly some people who seem to feel that way. What exactly does conservatism mean? What tradition does it denote? What principles? One of the key themes of Hayek's essay was the idea that conservatism wasn't enough of an ideology, that it didn't have enough sort of rational principles behind it, and that it was in fact too much of a simple deference to authority and to precedent and tradition. Well, today we have three panelists who will explore the big ideas here through their own experiences and their own self-definition. They're not necessarily going to be looking directly at what Hayek was arguing, but they'll be looking at how in their own lives they've come to define themselves philosophically. We're going to start with Helen Andrews, who is a Robert Novak Journalism Fellow at the Fund for American Studies. She's one of the outstanding literary conservatives and journalists of her generation. She has written for National Review, where she was also an editor, as well as the Claremont Review of Books, First Things, and of course, best of all, Modern Age. She has also been a policy analyst at the Center for Independent Studies in Sydney, Australia.